Hello and welcome to the Financial Times. I'm Helen Worrell. At least 38 people were killed and 65 injured in Moscow this morning after suicide bombers staged two separate attacks on the underground train network during rush hour. Charles Clover, the FT's Moscow bureau chief, is on the line now. Charles, first of all, could you describe what happened on the Moscow metro this morning?
Well, what we know is that two explosions happened at two separate metro stations this morning during rush hour. The first one was at about 7:45. The second one was about 40 minutes later. And that these were most likely, according to police, the work of two female suicide bombers. 26 people died in the first explosion. 12 people died in the second explosion. The number of injured is roughly 65.
Who is thought to be responsible for these bombings?
Well, the police and security officials say they suspect that the bombs are the work of Islamic extremist groups operating in Russia's North Caucasus region in the south, and that this is in some way a retribution for Russian federal forces' campaign against them, which has been stepped up in the recent months.
Is there any particular reason why it was the Lubyanka and Kulturi stations which were targeted?
Well, I guess the one would suspect that the reason they may have targeted Lubyanka is it's right next to the building known as the Lubyanka, which is the headquarters of Russia's Federal Security Service. That's the successor organ to the KGB, and they're the ones who run anti-terrorism operations in the North Caucasus against militant groups, and that this in some way may have been retribution for that, or perhaps that, and to demonstrate how vulnerable the Russian government is and Russia's security organs are to terrorists who can strike anywhere at any time.
How does this morning's attack compare in severity to other recent terrorist incidents in Russia?
Well, these are the worst terrorist attacks since 2004. That year, there were two attacks on the Moscow metro, one in February and one in August, which killed a total of 50 people. There was also the Beslan High School siege in Ingushetia, where I believe over 300 people, mainly students, died. Since then, there have been a string of lesser terrorist attacks with fewer victims, and just recently the severity of these attacks has started to grow. Last summer, there was a police station in Ingushetia that was bombed by a car bomber, and 20 policemen were killed in that. And in November, a luxury train was derailed by an explosion on its way to St. Petersburg, and I believe 27 people were killed in that. Police are saying that was a terrorist attack as well.
Finally, how has the Russian government reacted to the attacks this morning?
Well, both President Dmitry Medvedev and Prime Minister Vladimir Putin seem to be taking this very seriously. They've used very strong language and vowed to find and punish those responsible for these attacks. It's too soon to see if this will cause an escalation in the conflict in the North Caucasus, which has actually already been escalating over the past few months. But one cannot rule that out, probably.
That was Charles Clover in Moscow. For further news and analysis from the FT on the Russian metro blast, go to www.ft.com/Europe.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.